dry leaf, slowly scratching cemented sentiments, making maraca sound noises.
The naked human voice is what moves me, you know, and when it's contrasted to driving hard music and its solo thing conquered, it's just quite exciting.
Miguel Elguerin is a poet, playwright, and professor of English literature. He's also the founder of a unique public place in New York City, the New Eurekan Poets Café. Elguerin opened the storefront café 4 years ago when the crowd of poets meeting in his living room simply grew too large. Now poets and musicians from all over the city and the country come to perform and listen. La vida, alegre de la vida, y alegre de la vida. La tecnología, cosa que es muy buena, deja ya tus campos.
It's a poet's place. The musicians were always there. I mean, we recited with drums, and so there was always the musician and the poet together. I mean, we didn't open it as a place where groups would work out at. The theater also was always there, because when I opened it, I knew that I would use the room theatrically.
The cafe is financed by government grants, donations from friends, and from Algarin's own personal funds. One factor in the success of the cafe, Elguerin believes, is that it is free to the public. The cafe is located in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, traditionally a poor immigrant neighborhood. At the turn of the century, it was Jews and Italians who shaped the community. Since the 1950s, it's Puerto Ricans who have given character to the neighborhood. This is a poem by Miguel Elguerin, set to music by Edgar Rivera.
And the children cry, the children die, the mother wails, and the father fails. Lower East Side has taken my life away.
I mean, I was here as a child, and every building on this block was functional. Every building on this street from the river over to Third was functional. And people were living. Now you walk down from Third to the river on Sixth Street and past First Avenue from A to D, it's like in ruins. The physical shape of the community is at its worst since I've been alive to see it. I mean, culturally, there is a life going on here, and it's at the moment it's Puerto Rican based, though very self-consciously inclusive of a whole transcultural expression. You know, in other words, it's not just a Puerto Rican place. A lot of different kinds of people. So culturally, the community is yielding a creation, but physically, it is in a state of deterioration.
The cafe is one of several new organizations on the Lower East Side. For example, street kids have organized a building renovation program whereby they learn valuable skills, do the work, and end up owning the building. And it's here, just a few blocks from the cafe, where the first experiments in urban solar heating have taken place. But it is the New Eurekan Poets Cafe which has given voice to this new spirit, what Elguerin calls a New Eurekan voice. Elguerin, along with Miguel Pinheiro, the prize-winning playwright, feel they have legitimized the concept of New Eurekan through their writing and through publishing an anthology of New Eurekan poetry. The cafe functions as a testing ground. I asked Miguel Elguerin what New Eurekan means.
It's a compound word. It's got four words in one. It means New York, Puerto Rican. For me, it's a state of mind. The New York Puerto Rican has a state of mind.
The term New Eurekan emerged during the 1950s. It was the word used by the Puerto Rican living on the islands as a reference to the Puerto Rican born in New York.
The Puerto Rican from New York would come back speaking fluent English, possibly no Spanish or very little Spanish, And an attitude developed towards him, and it was actually an intentional put-down to call him a New Yorican, you see, was a put-down.
Algarin is excited by the new language that has emerged from the New Yorican experience. It's a street-born language. Most of the poets write in a mix of English and Spanish, where English nouns function as verbs and Spanish verbs function as adjectives.
The greatest aspect of the language is this oral tradition, that the poet attempts to go beyond the written form into the oral expression and stretch out.
This is Tato La Riviera, one of the poets who reads regularly at the cafe. He believes the New Yorican poets are carrying on a historical tradition.
Emilio es un mozo, digo mal. Un niño adusto y malcriado cual otro no he visto.
Classical tradition of Puerto Rico, the classical Spanish of Puerto Rico, is all in the declamation, in standing up and bringing out the life of a poem. You know, it's very Spanish oriented to stand up and be able to inspire, take the emotionalism of the written language and express it into its total theatrical form. And it seems to me that in the ghetto, you know, because we have to speak that Puerto Ricans, has the major creativity of the New Yorican is still in a let's say environment of poor conditions, where the ear is the most developed organ, you know, in young poets coming out.
The spirit at the cafe is warm and vibrant as mothers with infants, old people, and teenagers mingle, perform, listen, and dance. New York City officials who have visited the cafe were so impressed they invited Algarin to propose a similar model for a cultural center in the Bronx. I asked Miguel Algarin what it takes to make a poet's cafe work.
Patience to work it, you know, because it's not a glamour. I mean, at first it's not seen as glamorous, you know, poetry and performance of poetry. It's suspected. I mean, I was told when I started the place that they gave me 6 months before it would go into a dance hall or a discotheque, you know. And I was resisted by the people when you cut off that powerful machine called the phonograph and you start the naked human voice and you're supposed to cut across, you know, that disco thump and conga, you know, that's very hard. And and the balance is very hard to find. And once people get into the sweat of dance, to bring them down, fight them back, you know, get another kind of concentration going, is a delicate balance. But you have to find it, and you can't trust people when they say, oh, boo, you know, once every... The first year I was there, I get up to announce the poetry reading, and at first it was such a surprise, and then the rejection that it was accepted, then a rejection of it for about 6 months, you know, the booing and the trying to stop it, you know, let's go back to the dancing. And then realizing that I really intended a balance, you see, a respect grew, and then people and poets started to come both for the hearing and for the release, you know. And the cafe won on some levels, have found a balance. I think people that come to dance there also expect to hear poetry now.
For National Public Radio, this is Gail Pellett in New York.